Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, September 22nd.
Good morning,
Charlotte.
Good morning.
Isn't today like the first day of fall, or maybe the 21st is?
I don't know.
Yeah, September 21st, usually the first day of fall. So we're officially in the fall, even though we're getting like 90 degree weather here.
Yeah, how was it? I mean, because where I was this weekend, just a bit further south, I mean, it was raining. It was chilly.
Really?
Yeah, it rained.
Wow.
Yeah, it rained by the beach.
Oh, wow.
Was it still hot up here?
It was pretty warm. I mean, it wasn't that bad. But
yeah.
I know on Saturday I went to the beach bike riding, and it didn't rain at all. I mean, it was just beautiful.
It was like overnight
that
it rained, but...
Oh, wow, that's strange.
Yeah.
Maybe like a freak storm or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And Saturday it was so cloudy.
Yeah.
It was cloudy until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. It
yeah.
was pretty cloudy, but
yeah.
I went to the beach, and there it was nice, you know.
Yeah.
So I rode there a little bit, and I went to the pier, to the Santa Monica Pier,
mm-hmm.
and turned out they had like a Mustang car show and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so they had some really old Mustangs. They had some Cobras, which are like so amazing, you know,
mm-hmm.
the old ones and stuff. They used to look like racing cars.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and like they're like little Corvettes or something, you
yeah.
know. But it was nice, you know, so a lot of people brought their cars, put their names on them, the year of the car, and everybody was just checking them out. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like being on the pier there because it's like a lot of people, you know, it's kind of touristy, but at the same time.
It's all different kinds of people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you have all kinds of like artists, street artists and
yeah,
things
I like
that.
The, yeah.
This girl was just standing there singing like opera songs.
Wow.
with a tape player or something. And
yeah.
It was, it's funny how they do this. And she sang pretty well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why these people don't make it. But maybe that's the way.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way to the top, is to sing on the pier, you know.
Maybe, and hope that someone will spot you.
Yeah, and go, wow, she sings well, as well as 2 million other people in this
right.
town.
Did you notice the circus?
Is no,
the circus
was there
still
a circus
there right now?
In Santa Monica?
Usually there's a circus. I don't know if it's still there.
Oh,
I
didn't
like
see
it's
like
right any. Next to the pier. It's to the right of the pier if you're looking, but it's a bit further down.
Right.
It's like not.
Yeah,
on
that's
the
where
level.
They usually
yeah.
put them, like in the parking lot or
yeah.
something, I think. But I didn't see any. I don't know.
Maybe it's not there right now.
Maybe not.
I want to go.
Yeah, have you been to any of the circuses there?
No.
No?
No.
Like Cirque du Soleil and stuff.
No, I've
nice.
Never been to that.
Yeah.
I heard it's amazing.
I don't know how many circuses still have like animals and stuff, you know, because there's so much like backlash from all the animal treatment.
We had a guest that went into circuses. Do you remember? He went undercover. Into circuses.
Yeah,
to
that
do,
was a long time ago. How do you even remember that?
I don't know. To look into the abuse that was going on.
Right.
With the...
It sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, with the animals in
yeah.
circuses. But he went... He wasn't just in America. He went to different countries to look too.
Right. Yeah. But I think... I mean, there's still controversy, so I would imagine they still do that, you know?
Yeah.
Have animals in circus, like
right.
Ringling Brothers and that.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, I don't know. I mean, it was nice to see circuses with animals. I don't see why they have to abuse them in order to do that.
Right.
But, you know, maybe...
I think it's the way that they're kept when they're not. I don't think it's necessarily while they're in the circus.
Oh, really?
Whatever they do. I think it's the conditions that they're kept in outside.
Mm. Yeah.
And trained to be... Do what they do in the circus. I don't
right.
know. What do animals do in a circus? I've never really been
yeah.
to a circus.
They jump through hoops. They oh. run around the ring. That's pretty much what they do. They stand
yeah.
on their hind feet, legs, and that's it. You know.
I guess I have a feeling that they have to kind of to be make them do that stuff and
right.
to train them.
Right.
I think that's where the abuse
but comes. I don't know that it's necessarily a bad thing. You know, I mean, to train animals, only if you abuse them.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, many animals actually enjoy this, the attention, I think.
Yeah,
it seems
I guess.
Like it.
Maybe
you
not, because I'm picturing an elephant
right
now. I don't know why. That's the only
right.
animal I'm picturing. But maybe not elephants.
Right.
Like being trained.
Right.
I don't know. They just roam free.
I know. It is crazy. Maybe because they keep him in captivity. But then again, in the zoo, they do too.
Right.
But maybe they treat him better in the, at the zoo. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when I was in San Diego, I was at the San Diego Zoo. That was, what, like 3-4 weeks ago now.
Oh, you finally went.
Yeah.
You never told us.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You were going to go there.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, it was Labor Day weekend. That was probably why, because then the Monday we didn't have a show because it was Labor Day.
Right.
So, yeah, we went to
That's right. And you were out the rest of the week. That's why we never talked about it after Labor Day, remember?
Then I got in the car crash, and that's why we never talked. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, well, congratulations. Yeah. I know you've wanted to go.
It wasn't as much walking as I'd expected.
Really?
Because everyone said, oh, it's so much walking.
Yeah, that's
after
what I said,
after going to the LA Zoo,
it was
the same amount of walking, but you saw so many more animals. Mm. And the cable car ride. And I had a lot of fun. But the elephants, when we were looking at them, I actually preferred the elephants at the LA Zoo. Mm. I thought it was a better... And maybe it was just what the elephants... I don't know. The elephants were right by where we were stood when we went to the LA Zoo.
Uh-huh.
But there was a lady that was talking about how... Well, that kept, and she was like, if you go around the corner, you'll see that they're getting a manicure and a pedicure.
Really?
And my boyfriend was like, yeah, right. We walk around the corner, and they literally, one of the elephants has their foot through the gate, and people are filing their nails and literally giving them a manicure and a pedicure.
Whoa.
I was like, wow.
Is that necessary?
Yeah, it was crazy. And then another elephant was being fed, and it was the strangest thing, just seeing him put
trunk.
Yeah,
when he used the trunk to eat,
but he was putting it through the gate into the bucket that she really? Had. It was like just the weirdest thing. It was like, wow, these elephants are trained so well.
I know they're interesting animals, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and just the sheer size of them and the weight.
Yeah,
you know.
And she was saying, I don't remember which was which, but like the African elephant has. I think the African has longer tusks.
Right.
That's it. And then I think the Asian elephant has smaller.
Oh, really?
Okay. If I remember rightly.
Okay.
But in there was polar bears and what else? Gorillas. The gorilla was being fed when we were there. We got to each one at the right time, it seemed like, when they were being fed or doing something. The polar bear was trying to get a log. From the bottom of the water and was, I mean, right by the glass.
Mm.
That's where the piece of log was. So the polar bear was right there.
Right.
It was really cool.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. So you started talking about the zoo in relationship to the circus, right? So you said that you think they treat him well at the zoo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that Tret... I mean, I think they would rather be roaming around free, but they have a decent amount of land. But then I've heard that the safari park that's also in connection with the San Diego Zoo. Mm-hmm. There they really are let to be free.
Oh, okay.
And they just have a lot of room. Because, I mean, it's sad when you see the polar bears and they're stuck in a little cage. Mm-hmm. But apparently they had a more water, but you just couldn't see it.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently.
They give them some space, I think. You know,
so it looked like they had a decent amount of space. Obviously not. I don't think what they would want, but I don't think they're trapped badly at zoos.
Yeah.
I definitely think. And the people that look after them are so passionate.
Mm.
They love the animals.
That's
and they
true.
Love the lady we were talking to about the elephants was just loved the elephants.
Yeah.
She really, really loved the elephants.
Right.
It's like, well, people.
Yeah, you work with them. You got to love them, you know. But then again, they say the people at SeaWorld love the animals too. But then again, people see that as abuse of the animals too.
That's true.
So because they're really, they are confined to small spaces.
Yeah.
Those are big animals.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Go figure, you know. I mean, people like to watch that stuff, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, who knows what those animals really want, you know?
Right.
Maybe they just want to be left alone. But they seem to be enjoying all that attention and stuff so when you see them at SeaWorld, you know?
Yeah, they know when to perform.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's true. You don't really know if they're happy or not.
Right.
You really don't know.
Mm. Yeah, well, people don't really seem to care, do they?
It's true. Yeah. I always enjoyed SeaWorld, but I didn't see the SeaWorld movie. The movie about the abuse or whatever the so-called abuse that they give to the animals. I don't know if I would want to see that.
Yeah, no, you would want to see that.
Yeah, I always enjoyed SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And I probably still would if I went back. So yeah. I think I'm okay with not watching that. I don't want my opinions tainted or my idea.
Wow. So Apple sold 10 million iPhones over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
10 million. And they're saying this passed the record of the 5S and 5C that came out last year, which sold 9 million. But they sold 9 million including China last time. This time it's 10 million without China. So that's a record.
Yeah.
It's a big record.
It's a bigger phone. Have you seen it?
Yeah, my brother actually got one. I saw it the other day. He had pre-ordered it, so he got it right on time, too. And, yeah, they are bigger, you know. It's like even the smaller one, you can't really wrap your hand around it unless you have a big hand.
Yeah, you can't. I couldn't. It was like I have to use two hands.
Right.
So it's definitely a bigger phone.
Right.
And even bigger and bigger from the 5.
Right.
Not from, never mind the 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. It's bigger from 4 inches to 4.7.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine anybody wanted the 6 Plus, you know.
I know. I think that's just
way too big.
Well, it's like having an iPad mini.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. Yeah, like a tablet with you.
Yeah.
You can't. They showed something on TV where they put it to the test, the pocket test, and it didn't pass, obviously.
It didn't pass, yeah.
It was falling out.
Well, because I know that the 6 wouldn't fit in a lot of my pockets.
Oh, really?
No, just the regular 6.
Right.
Because girls' pockets are always smaller than guys anyway.
Right.
But
I just don't get people putting it in their pockets. I mean, isn't it so easy to break it that way? You know, when you're sitting, and I guess when they sit, they take it out, right?
I don't. So yeah. If I put my phone in my pocket, especially in my back pocket, I don't. Mm. I take it out before I sit down.
Before you sit, right?
Yeah. But usually, I mean, even my 5, I struggle getting it in some purses.
Right.
Like if I'm taking a clutch out to a wedding or to dinner or whatever,
right.
I really struggle.
Really?
To get my phone in the clutch and then my lip gloss, and it's like Tetris to make sure that everything fits in and I can zip it up. So I would have problems with the 6.
I know. But I'm going to have to wait a while if I stay with AT&T because I don't have an upgrade until, you know, sometime maybe middle of next year or something. Because when I got the phone, it's like you either get like a 2-year contract or you just pay off the phone over 20 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have like 8 months left or something.
Yeah.
But so that's why we're considering going to another carrier, you know, maybe AT&T, maybe T-Mobile or something, because they're willing to pay up to like $350 per person
to
pay off the cancellation fee.
Wow.
And and then $100 a month for 4 people. I mean, obviously it's not forever, but still, it's a great deal.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, would I want to stay at AT&T? So that's what we're going to do. And then they just take your phones and they give you $200 back, so it doesn't cost you for the phone.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of AT&T.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the phone to them bi-weekly. It's the worst.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I know. They're saying, though, however, that the iOS 8 sort of disappointed. They're saying that they figured just 30% of the phone users have installed a new one. And what I'm saying is, what do you expect? You know, a lot of people are concerned with the fact that it requires so much space.
Exactly.
That people have to delete all their pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you don't have enough.
Yeah, that's the reason I haven't downloaded it.
I know. I have it the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to like start rearranging my phone just to get that update.
Right.
You know, wait for the new phone.
So the new phone comes with it on.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the new phones have 16 gigabyte, which is what I have. But then they jump to 64. There's no 32s anymore.
Oh, wow. That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. But it's only a $100 difference, so it's not that
bad. I feel
like
they would have been better getting rid of 16.
Yeah,
and just doing
exactly
32 and 64.
Right, but they wanted to keep it cheaper, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. So. Apple has to charge a lot for their stuff, or or it's not perceived as cool.
Yeah, and then when you get the 6, you need a phone case too.
Right,
because you don't want to risk getting it.
Right,
So it ends up being an expensive deal. You need a phone case, a screen protector. It's like getting a new phone's a hassle.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised, you know? 10 million people did it.
I know. And that's just the beginning. Over the weekend, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll see. There's an article here on how much does your iPhone really cost. And they're saying that the phone retails for $649, but it only costs $227 to make. So you wonder why Apple is doing so well? They're making... Oh, shit. See, every time you open a new page, they start with these, you know, on CNN. And when I want the video, it doesn't play.
And when you don't want one, it plays.
It plays.
But that's a $400 profit.
Right, that's like phone. Three times. Yeah, it's like $200 profit. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, so that's why they don't, they keep doing the 16 gigabyte, because what do they care, you know?
Yeah.
That way you go and you buy the 64 and they make more money.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. With Apple, it's like whatever they give you, you just pretty much are stuck with it, and you're probably going to embrace it, you know?
People accept it.
Yeah, because they seem to know better than us what we need and what we want.
Or we think they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they come up with new things, and we go, oh, yeah, well, that's pretty cool, you know? So, and we've gotten used to all the new things they've given us, so I'm sure we're going to continue
right
the way it's been.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, iPhones for you. Excuse me. You have the regular iPad, though, right? Or the iPad mini?
I have the iPad Air.
Okay. Oh, the Air. That's right. Yeah.
I think.
That's pretty cool.
It's thinner.
Is it the Air?
I have the Air, yeah.
Okay.
It's just thinner than the regular one. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I like the iPad. It's not bad. You know, I bought it for business, but then I started using it, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool if you don't want to carry your laptop with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the mini was too small for what I wanted. I didn't want like a bigger phone.
Right.
I wanted a bigger screen. That was why I was getting an iPad, but something that was easier to carry than a computer, like you said. But I like it. Right. I use it a lot.
I got to tell you that when I held the new iPhone 6, it felt like the Samsung, you know, like the S4, S5, whatever, you know. It's thinner, it's bigger.
Have you felt the other 6?
No, I haven't either.
I'm interested though.
I'm sure not as many people are going to get it, but I'm sure some will. You know, obviously there's a big demand for big screens, or Apple wouldn't have done it.
Right.
But then again, you don't know. Apple does a lot of crazy things. You know,
it's true.
And they, you know, sometimes we keep question them, but they somehow always manage to do well.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that, but you know.
I bet there's some people that would buy it. But not as half as many as.
Right.
And obviously because they're not saying the stat of how many they sold
on
that one, that it's not doing as well.
I'm sure they'll tell us eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, obviously we don't have a guest today, but so we're going to talk a lot of stuff. Somebody corrected me. Remember we were talking about the Superman series, and I told you the name of the actor was Dean something.
Okay.
And somebody wrote to me, they said it's Dean Cain, and that reminded me, okay, so that was his name. And so there was a Superman show, it was probably like maybe 10 years ago or something.
Right.
So he was in it. I never watched it. Like I said, I never watch a lot of TV, so I don't know what's going on. But I wanted to tell you that I guess this week Friends is celebrating 20 years. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did, and they have a...
So I was thinking I can totally picture you like totally celebrating over this, throwing parties and stuff.
They have the coffee shop that Central Perk that is in the show.
Uh-huh.
They have model in New York right now that people can go to and see it. And the main waiter that is in the whole thing, he'll be there every now and again. So
oh yeah,
but unfortunately I'm not in New York, so I can't go.
Well, you could make a special trip just for that. Tell him I'm a loyal Friends fan.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to watch. It's, you can pick up any episode and you just laugh. It's, that's why I like it, because no matter if you come in halfway, at the start, right at the end, like anyway, season one, season 10, season six, it doesn't matter. You'll still find it funny.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they're saying some people criticize the show for not being diverse enough. It's like, you know, give me a break. Why is it okay to have like an all black show or something? Why is that okay? You know, it's the same with like, it's like a lot of things, you know, and I mean, this is controversial, I know, and stuff like that. But I'm often wondering, you know, it's like you'll hear there's a black radio station. There's a BET, Black Entertainment. Mm-hmm. But what if you did like a white TV station? I mean, that would be terrible, right? Nobody would go for that.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that, you know. So, okay, no diversity. Well, this is the way the show was planned, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it, 5 or 6 white people living together? I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so, I mean, diversity you put in the show when it's called for.
Right.
You know. But
I think it's more so called for now than it was 10, 20 years ago.
20 years ago, exactly.
And I mean, it was popular. Everyone still loves it. But there's always going to be those people that have to say something negative.
Exactly, you know. And I mean, the actors, I think, developed a nice chemistry and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Many of them became big. In fact, all of them became famous, right?
Yeah.
They all did, like, movie roles and stuff. So, yeah. You know, I remember when it first came out, I said, this is pathetic. You know, there's no real friendships here. And
but so that was the point. That was what they wanted you to think. And the first couple episodes, the chemistry.
I meant there's no real friendships like in the world anymore, kind of a thing.
Okay.
You know, like in America type of a thing. Like, yeah, right, you know. But there are a lot of great friendships like that. And you know, and often shows also reflect, I think, our wishful thinking, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
How we would like things to be.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because I'm sure, did they have like a lot of fights and stuff among them during on the show?
Well, they were those people that had fights and then got over it.
Right.
And no one held a grudge. And it's all in a perfect world. Because that doesn't
exactly,
happen.
Exactly, yeah. In sitcoms, there is no bad things.
Yeah, but yeah, there were fights and real things happening,
right?
Like divorces and stuff like that. But I just love it.
Yeah,
I have nothing bad to say about Friends.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe I should start watching it.
You should. Although Nick at Night is really disappointing, and they've changed their schedule. I've said this before.
Yeah,
yeah. In the past couple of weeks, they changed their schedule. Now it's How I Met Your Mother.
Oh wow.
Which is not as good as Friends.
Not as good for you, huh? Not a good time. Not good timing for you.
But I have enough recorded, so you don't need to buy the box set anymore because you can just record things.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I record things.
Right. You don't need to buy DVDs and buy box sets.
Right.
Or, you don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah, you know, or watch live or anything. You know, most people don't watch live.
Right.
Yeah, and it spills everywhere, you know. I mean, I think in anything, not you don't get a big live audience unless it doesn't get archived or something. But,
right. But
if you can catch it on demand, most people will do that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, gone are the days when people would just all get around the TV, millions of people to watch something.
I know.
You know, except, of course, for sports events and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, I mean, like for shows and stuff, I don't think you still have that water cooler conversation about what happened on the show last night.
Yeah, but now the only thing is that when you don't watch it live and it's a big show, you'll go on social media and everyone will be seeing what's going on.
Right.
So you have to not go on social media if you know you're going to watch it the next day, so you don't know what's happened. Because, I mean, I never watched Breaking Bad or what's the zombie one? I can't think.
Yeah.
That's going to bug me.
Not True Blood, but...
No.
I know. I can't remember that either. I don't like zombies.
But neither... I don't like zombie shows either.
Yeah.
But people would, I mean, just talk about it on Facebook. And
right.
It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But some people probably don't want to see that because they haven't seen the episode yet.
That's true, yeah. So a lot of spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this story, like, brings tears to my eyes. Apparently, in this school, Alabama school, there was a rapist there, and they were trying to bait him to catch him in the act. So they used this teenage girl, a 14-year-old girl with special needs, to bait him. So they asked her to go to the boys' room so he would attack her so they'd catch him. Well, he ended up raping her, and everything went bad there, and the girl was raped. So now they're trying to, so now they're going to court and trying to claim that the officials violated her civil rights.
Yeah.
This is more than just violating civil rights. You know, this is destroying somebody's life. How do you do something like this, you know? I mean, someone with special needs, how much consent do they really have? How much can they agree to do something like this?
Right.
You know, I think somebody needs to go to jail for this.
Yeah.
Really, you know? I mean, it's like these kids, they're so vulnerable. Somebody needs to watch over them, not to put them through hell like this.
Right, and this was the police?
No, this was, I think, the school. This was like the school wanted to do this.
I feel like the school don't have the authority.
I guess a teacher's aide persuaded her to act as bait. So, you know. But yeah. I'm sure what they're concerned with is how maybe the school handled it or something.
Yeah, I mean, even if you think that that's going on, mm-hmm. you get rid of the guy.
Right.
Because it's not like police that they need solid evidence to.
Right. And they've known this guy has been doing this. You know, they just wanted to catch him in the act. But why would you not report this to the police? Why would you do this on your own?
Yeah.
You know.
That's terrible.
So somebody made a big mistake there, and I'm not sure how the school handled it, but if it goes to court, if it went to court, it probably means that somebody screwed up big time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it's just terrible.
But my heart breaks for people like this, you know? I mean, it's just like, life is tough enough as it is already, you know?
Yeah.
And
without people that aren't fighting in your corner.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you get these rapists who take advantage of these people and destroy their lives. I mean, you can imagine when you rape or molest a young girl, you know, how much worse it can be for a special needs person,
right.
You know, if they're autistic or whatever. I mean, their life is already half destroyed. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and destroy the rest of their soul,
yeah.
You know. So, I don't know. I think that, in my opinion, when it's proven rape, when you can prove it,
mm-hmm.
Castrate the person, you know. Take away their balls. Don't let them be able to perform again in their life. You know, I mean, something like this. Hang them by the testicle. Do something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I can't bear hearing about rape. You know, I mean, there's nothing uglier, I think, that people can do.
I agree.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's it.
Yeah. So. So I guess this woman is concerned with the fact that we're still using toilets the way they look now. So she did a show in Hong Kong to show how she's reimagined toilets. And
what?
That's the thing. She says nobody talks about toilets. It's a taboo. And that's why we just accept the toilets the way they are, you know. And she says that you know, toilets can be better. They can be more healthy than they are now.
More healthy?
Yeah. I don't know how, but
what does that mean?
maybe, you know, I mean, look, there's restrooms can be unhealthy. They say, like, when you flush the toilet, there's so much bacteria and germs that come out of it. So
right.
That's why, you know, when you go to the restroom, especially public restrooms, and you flush before you go, you're exposing yourself to a lot of germs.
Right.
You know. So I remember once reading about this. When you flush, you want to close the lid and flush it and then open it. But no, I mean, even in your own bathroom, I'm sure there's bacteria and stuff there too. And so they're saying it's not that healthy. Now, I don't know how a different toilet would change that.
Yeah.
But there's one here that I saw a picture of. It looks like a space or something, you know, like a spacey toilet.
Really?
Yeah. Looks like some kind of a car or something.
Well, I think, I feel like toilets are just one of those things that people accept because, I mean,
right,
who really cares?
Right. Well, that's what she says, though. You know, she says that it's an intimate thing and nobody wants to talk about it. And that's intimate. Why they haven't changed. Well, it is an intimate thing when you go in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
It's something you do on your own.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Bathrooms are funny, man. You know, every time I think of someone, when you see someone who feels like they're bigger than life, just picture them on the toilet in the morning taking a crap, you know? Yeah. Then they're not so big anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because sometimes we forget our celebrities are just like normal people.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
We just choose to give them a lot of money and attention. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
So how was the weekend? Did you watch some football at all?
I watched the Florida State game that was, it was on Saturday night. It was crazy. It was a crazy game.
Really? In
it
what way?
It went into over, I mean, it was an ACC game, so that's already a big game.
Mm-hmm.
Two ACC conference teams. And it went into overtime. Jameis Winston, who's the Heisman winner last year, who's the right. quarterback at Florida State, wasn't playing. He got suspended. Came out Friday that he got suspended for the whole game, not just half a game, which was planned.
Mm-hmm.
So the backup quarterback, this was his first starting game.
Oh, wow.
You could tell he was just petrified.
Really?
He was so scared. And after halftime, Clemson was winning at halftime. They came back. It was a draw, so it went into overtime, and Florida State won.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you watch any NFL at all, or just college?
I watched a little bit. I saw the Seahawks. It was like the Broncos Seahawks, so the Super Bowl, like a rematch. Of last year.
Who won
year.
The Broncos?
No, the Seattle
the Seahawks
won again.
Won?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, the Broncos used to always win.
Yeah. No, Seattle. Seattle won again.
Yeah. I used to despise Denver Broncos because they were the biggest enemy of the Raiders when the Raiders were in L.A.
Right.
So, you know, when you had the L.A. team and every time they play Broncos, they'd kick their ass.
Always
you know,
lose.
The Broncos would win. So I didn't like them, you know, but with John Elway and that. But they're a good team. The Broncos are a great team.
Yeah, but they just can't beat. It went into overtime as well.
Really?
Yeah, and poor Peyton Manning. He's I feel bad for him because he's not got that much longer in his career.
That's true. That's why he's buying up all those pizza places.
Right. He's preparing for after. He's going to have his pizza joints. But yeah, so they didn't win. But I didn't watch much of the other games.
I know. I even forgot football season started, you know, and then Facebook, everybody's like, yeah, this and yeah, that. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, my Facebook on Saturday night was crazy because of the Florida State game.
Oh, really?
Just, like everyone. Just
everybody
like,
had something to say, huh?
Yeah, everybody. And all the articles about Jameis and then the backup quarterback. And it was just...
That's funny.
Yeah.
So he was suspended for the whole game, right?
Yeah, for saying something in the student union.
Mm. Yeah. He keeps
only,
on screwing up.
I feel like it's only because of everything else going on in the NFL that he was then suspended for the whole game.
Mm.
But I mean, he was on the sideline the entire game. He was right there. And apparently from Wednesday, from when the suspension came in
mm-hmm.
to the game, he just sat with the backup quarterback, teaching him everything, telling him what he has to do and coaching him, which I think shows he's not a bad kid.
Right.
He's not a bad kid. And I don't know. I think
he just has bad judgment or something maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does. And hopefully
I guess you don't get
lesson.
To. Yeah. You know, I don't think you become a quarterback, a popular quarterback, by being mean or bad, you know.
No, definitely not.
So
I think he's just... I think he thinks that he can play by different rules.
Probably,
and
yeah.
And that yeah. it doesn't apply to him.
I know.
Obviously, he's realizing that, yeah, it applies to you too.
Right, yeah. He thinks he's a big celebrity, you know.
Yeah.
He's got some things to learn, I guess, about being a celebrity.
Yeah, and about life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is he... pretty big in the league or just in Florida State? I mean, is he considered a pretty good quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be drafted probably first.
Yeah, so he's going to be drafted probably to the NFL.
Yeah, definitely.
No
problem. He's a great player.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long has he been playing there, do you know?
He's a sophomore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so only a couple
of
years.
So, yeah, he was a redshirt freshman, so he's been at Florida State. This is his third year, but only second on the field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting.
But, yeah, he'll be... I don't know if he'll go into the NFL this year or wait. I have a feeling he should probably wait. Mature a little bit.
Yeah.
Get a couple of these incidents.
Can they go before they finish college?
Yeah.
I guess they could,
yeah,
huh?
You can.
Wow. Mm-hmm. As long as you played in college, that's all they care, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, you can get drafted.
What I don't understand is why a college would allow this. I mean, if you're investing in the player, you might as well have him there the whole time. You know, I mean, otherwise he's considered a college dropout, right? Going into the NFL.
I don't know if you're considered a college dropout if you're drafted. I don't know.
Well, as far as the college is concerned,
I mean, yeah,
you didn't finish your college.
I guess so, yeah.
You know? God, man. I mean, I'm sure all these big athletes, they don't care much about their studies and stuff, you know?
Right.
They probably don't give a damn if they finish college or not. He's got his, you know, he's got his future already decided for him.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think his whether he gets a. He doesn't seem like the kind of person that cares about getting a degree. Maybe right. I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be. Did you hear about the guy that broke into the White House that jumped over the fence?
I did. I did hear the headline. So what happened there?
And he jumped over the gate and actually got to the front door or in.
Wow.
To the White House. And at the time, I mean, they weren't home, the Obamas, thankfully.
Okay.
But it was 7:20 on Friday. And they said that he was unarmed, the suspect. But now it's coming back that he did have a folding knife. With a 3.5-inch blade on him, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can get over the gate and into
how does that happen,
door,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. How does that happen?
I know. How can you even, like, scale the fence before they catch you?
Right?
You know?
And this was, like, the second or third... the second one that has happened in the past week.
Mm.
Someone else did it, too. But I think they jumped over the fence and got arrested.
Yeah.
What? But it's like, what? Yeah. How is he getting to the house before he's getting arrested?
I mean, think of it. If he was really a terrorist, he could have done so much damage.
Right.
Doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
You know, take an RPG in there and just bomb the damn place.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's true.
People are crazy, man. People are crazy.
Yeah, and it's saying, I mean, this headline is Secret Service critics pounce after White House breach. Yeah, I can totally see how they would. I mean, this is just, I mean, they're asking for it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a big manhunt for this guy who killed a Pennsylvania trooper.
Yeah.
And, but 400 cops looking for him. Okay, and that's the reason I'm bringing it up because, okay, I get it. Cop killers, you know, police sacrifice their lives and everything. But how is a cop's life more important than a normal person? You know,
right? I think 400 is a little bit excessive.
It is a bit excessive, you know.
And
that's
what are
I'm
these?
What but they're saying he's a survivalist and everything. He's probably got weapons,
right?
But still, you know, I mean, if I died, nobody would send 400 cops to look for my killer.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah,
and I read something that while he was killing the cops, they were getting closer to him.
Oh, really?
To catching him. Mm-hmm. But obviously not close enough because he was able to kill one person and shoot someone else.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, what should these 400 people be doing instead of...
Exactly. Who's left to run to run the city,
right?
You know?
Because 400 is... And it's FBI, U.S. Marshals, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Right. And the state police, too, which is,
yeah.
Wow.
So that's a lot of different departments.
I know. They're all looking for him.
Yeah.
You know, again, I get it, but come on, man. I mean, you know, if you're going to do this with everybody. That's a lot of cops to look for one person.
Right. And it's probably what he's wanting.
Right. And, yeah, you know, I don't know. And at this point, I don't know how much he's going to be able to kill still after he's been identified and everything. So
right.
I don't know if they catch him or not. But yeah, wow.
Three Afghan National Army officers have gone missing from the Cape Cod military base. Where they were taking part in a training exercise.
Wow.
Yeah.
They disappeared?
Yeah, they were reported missing on Saturday.
Now, who are those people? Those are, like, what, soldiers, did you say?
Yeah, three Afghan National Army officers.
Oh, Afghan. What the hell were they doing here?
I don't know.
Maybe they came for training or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The Pentagon feels... Pentagon officials who spoke to Fox News said they don't think that the missing soldiers pose a public threat.
Okay.
But that's still a little...
Yeah. I know. Who knows what the hell they were?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of scary.
Right. I know. Yeah. Then the Middle East, of course, with ISIS, man, they're just like killing people right and left.
Yeah.
Extremely brutal. Mm-hmm. And so I guess now 200,000 people fled Syria right now. Not in total, but now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, these people are like, just imagine, I mean, just look at all the calamity they're causing, all the pain, all the suffering. And we think we're going to get them just with airplanes. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. You know, I was reading that even, you know, we're not even talking about foot soldiers to go and take over places. But they're saying you need people on the ground just to tell the planes where to bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, to show them like, because satellite can only show you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So you need people on the ground, and I predict that we will, because there's no choice.
Yeah.
We're going to have soldiers there again. I mean, if anything, we need soldiers there more now than we needed with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
You know, because this is just going to expand and expand all over the world. You know, they're not going to stop.
Yeah, and the way they're doing the one-person videos, it's just...
Yeah,
it's taunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is, you know, and they're... But that's what terrorism is. It's about putting fear in people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about killing as many people as possible, but putting fear so people will come to your side.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
To try and make people accept your beliefs and stuff. So, so we have a new villain in the world, obviously, and there's always going to be something. But... You know, they.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, they. I mean, they're not planning to stop unless we stop them. And why is it taking so long? Because all these countries can't make up their minds. You know.
Yeah, it's a lot of countries to have.
Yeah.
To come together when everyone has different ways of doing things,
exactly.
And different ideas, and yeah.
Yeah, and especially many. You know, I mean, some of these countries like Saudi Arabia. They have Sharia law there too, you know. So, I mean, it's not like their beliefs are much different from ISIS. It's just that they, you know, they're maybe not as violent and they don't look to expand as much. But at the same time, how do you find people? How do you fight people that believe in the same things that you do? So,
right.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, I mean, it's like such a complicated situation. And how do you fight with countries that are like your enemies? You know, side by side. It's mm-hmm. hard to do.
Yeah, and hard, now you have to come together and...
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense. But, you know, all the people that live there, my God, you know, it's just like...
a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're saying 130,000 people, 130,000 Kurds fled into Turkey since Thursday. I mean... 130,000, that's a lot of people. They're saying that the refugees from the Syrian war so far, and that's 3 years worth, 1.6 million. So 130,000, that's a big portion of it.
Yeah, it is.
To happen over a few days. And there's, you know, I mean, obviously there's no end in sight. These people are going to stop at nothing unless we destroy them. you know, and now they're about to kill another person, and the wife is pleading, please don't kill him.
And that seems to be when it happens.
Right.
When the family posts a video pleading, that seems to be when...
Really? That's when it...
The video, yeah.
Wow.
When it happens.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how ruthless they are.
Right. Exactly.
These bastards. Yeah. I don't want to watch these videos. I'm not interested. I hope I never have to watch them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see yeah. someone decapitated, man. But that's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, other people don't do this. It's like, yeah, it has to be in the culture, you know. I'm not saying that these extremists represent all the Muslims in the world, but you know, with all due respect, Islam was spread by the sword, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much, I mean, Islam started the way that ISIS is doing it now.
Yeah.
They're going from village to village trying to convert people, and when they do not convert, they kill them. And this is history. I mean, this is documented. I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I've got a lot of problem with them.
Yeah, it's just very, it's really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I started reading the new Henry Kissinger book. Do you know who he is? I mean, you must have heard of the name, but he's way before your time, right?
Right.
I mean, he's been a statesman for over 50 years, maybe more, and maybe even 70, because I think he's 90-something now, maybe 91 or something. And he came out with a new book called World Order, and it's very timely, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it reads almost like a history book, like a textbook, so some people might find it boring, but he's been, I mean, he's worked with so many presidents and administrations and stuff, and diplomats, and I mean, he was responsible for restoring contact with China and stuff, you know,
right.
in the 70s, and so he did a lot of things, you know, and he knows. So when you want to, when I want to understand what's going on in the world, he's a natural person to go to. So, and it's really interesting because, you know, I mean, look, I've studied history, I've read a lot about it in my life, and still there are things that I don't understand. So it helps to read some history and stuff to understand how we came to where we are now.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So, so that's pretty cool. And I'm also reading a Batman book.
Oh, you are?
Next to that, yeah. I love comics. I haven't read them. I forgot how much I like them until I started reading it.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, I can't put this down. You know, it's really cool. I used to love comics when I was a kid. It was funny because when I was in Israel as a kid, you know, in the 60s, they obviously didn't have their own comics. I don't think they still do. You
right.
know, I mean, nobody's like the American comics. But you know, they would translate magazines, so they would bring in like Iron Man and Spider-Man and Batman
oh, cool.
and Superman and all that and translate it to Hebrew. But the funny thing was, I never realized is that, you know, I liked the Superman emblem and stuff, you
yeah.
know, the big S.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, you know, as a kid, I would always draw it and stuff, not realizing what it was. I never realized it was the letter S because it's got those shapes in it.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you why I never realized it was an S. Because now I realize what they did is when they translated it to Hebrew, they took all, it has to go from right to left. You know, because Hebrew, you read from right to left.
Yeah.
So they had to mirror everything, right?
Oh.
So everything was a mirror image. So that S was a backwards S. Of course, I wouldn't have realized what it was, you
yeah.
know? As it
yeah.
is, it's hard to tell it's an S, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So it was
oh,
like...
interesting.
Yeah, so it was a mirror image of it. And all this time, I thought the Superman logo... was like
so it almost looked like a five.
Right, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never realized it because it's the S is made up of parts that are taken out of that outside shape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you put a few holes in that triangle-like shape and becomes an S, you know. But I never really knew what it was because it didn't look like an S.
Wow, that's interesting.
Isn't that
it's
funny?
It's weird to think that languages like Hebrew you read right to left,
right?
Because it just seems so normal to read left to right.
I
why
know.
Would anyone read right to left?
I know, so exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, and Arabic is the same way, and you know, and you know, with all due respect, those are ancient languages, you know. So you might say that maybe language started being written from right to left, and then people changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I can tell you the Bible was written that way. Many languages, ancient languages, were written that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's funny. Imagine just, you know, learning English from Hebrew.
Right.
It was a total different thing, you know.
Yeah,
I bet. And you also say in English, things are also being said like relatively backwards, because like in French or Spanish, the adjective comes after the noun. Here it comes before.
Yeah.
You know, you say like a round ball or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in other languages, it'd be ball round.
Right.
So you have to learn all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are out of time. I never thought we would be with all this stuff we were talking about. But so that's it for today. Tomorrow we do have a studio guest, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.